It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the mic.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the final episode of Hold the Mic. This is Jenna.
And this is Lexi. And what a time.
What a time to be alive.
I know.
We are, unfortunately, wrapping up Hold the Mic.
End of an era.
It's good era. Sad, but it was a great era.
It was a great run. And we're so thankful for all the support. And for us, like, this truly was a passion project.
Yeah. Like, well, and I was thinking about this the other day, too. We had come up with this idea 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was actually right about...
Literally this time 2 years this ago. Time, it was right before I left for Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was right before Thanksgiving break. And we had said, we were like, you know what? Let's just do it. I had already had, like, the name and this whole idea, like, branding-wise. And we were like, let's just do it. And we said... As long as we get out 5 episodes.
We said 5, yeah.
That's fine. What we agreed like on. Like, 5 would be a great number.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure this is number 15.
No, this is 18.
Oh, awesome.
I counted. I'm almost positive it's 18.
Okay, good to know.
Including the trailer. I don't know if that counts or not. But I think so. I think this, I don't know. It's around, like, the high teens.
Yeah.
And the fact that our goal was 5. And for us, this was always just a passion project. Like, mm-hmm. Our goal wasn't to make money. Our goal wasn't to, like, blow up on social media. Our goal was to, honestly, it was, our idea was, like, this is going to look great on our resumes. And every time I, like, interview, it's, like, it's a really good point to talk about. And the mm-hmm. fact that, like, we did it, like, I'm super proud of us. And I don't know. It's just, it's cool. And it's fun to say, like, when I tell people that, like, oh, yeah, like, I have, like, a sports podcast. They're, like, that's badass. Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
No, definitely. And correction, we've actually, this is our 17th episode.
Okay.
Ryland, just let me know.
Okay, thanks, Ryland.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, I had kind of wanted to start this just because the career that I want to go into is all, like, interviewing.
Yeah.
And so, like, getting the opportunity to bring in, like, so many different guests and, like, people you probably would never end up, like, just having these sit-down conversations with on, like, a weekly basis was definitely the best exposure that we could have gotten. But
no, 100%.
What we kind of wanted to do today was do, like, an update. I mean, I know our last episode was, we were like, season 3.
We kind of fell short with season 3.
Season 3, baby, we're back, you know, all this kind of stuff. But what a last few months it's been.
Yeah, it's been wild. I think both of our lives, I mean, for different ways and different reasons, but both of our lives have kind of been flipped upside down the past few months and mm-hmm. in, like, both good and bad ways, but in a way that it's, like, we never saw, like, this, like, coming, like, what we've been through the past few months. And so it's been cool. I think we've grown a lot, but we honestly just got so busy and I was traveling a ton and you were going to a bunch of away games and obviously busy with dance in your last semester of school that it's, like, this was something that we just didn't prioritize and that's okay, mm-hmm. but... We're still, like, super proud of where we've come with it. And like you said, the interviewing skills, like, being able to sit across the room from, like, a D1 athlete and interview them and talk to them about their life experience and get to know them on a personal level, I think that's been my favorite part. And building friendships.
Like, yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, with people that I, like, would never talk to mm-hmm. before. Like, I knew Genevieve, but, like, Morgan Stone, like, her and I weren't friends or didn't really know each other before this. We knew of each other, but now it's like she's so cool and someone I look up to so much and, like, the different people we've interviewed and, yeah, it's just so cool. And, like, James is still my favorite episode, the psychologist, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, Lex, do you want to kind of talk to us? Since we had done our last episode and we were doing all of the updates, you were doing a ton of choreography jobs.
Mm-hmm.
What has kind of changed since that point?
Yeah, so honestly, I thought I was the type of person that was like, as soon as I graduate college, I'm gonna go straight into my career and work that job for, like, the rest of my life. And then as I grew up and started to realize, like, that's just not the reality anymore, and I'm like, also, that's, like, not a way to, like, live life in my personal opinion. And So I have been able to like travel and choreograph for the past 6 months, and being able to continue dancing, like dancing mm-hmm. is something I've been around since I was 2 years old and I grew up doing. And so being able to like still do it just in a different way has been so amazing. I mean, I've gone on jobs, and there's times where I've been super stressed out about it, but I've gone on jobs and every time I leave with the biggest smile on my face and just like so appreciative for my job and what I'm able to do. And I told you this, but like two of my favorite things are being able to like dance and travel.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I get to do both and get paid for it is like amazing. And it's just been so much fun. And I mean, living at home isn't ideal, but in today's day and age, like I'm able to save money. I'm able to travel, pick up and travel to Boise for a weekend, and do whatever and spend like a few days in New York. And it's like, it's been so cool and so much fun. And I feel like I've grown so much as a person and as a choreographer, and just get to see different parts of the country and meet different people and build lifelong relationships and friendships with dancers and coaches and stuff. It's been really cool.
Over the last like 5 months, 6 months, do you have like a favorite place that you've gone to?
I mean, yeah, because I'm thinking I only had finished like two or three jobs.
Yeah, you were at the very beginning of it.
Yeah, and so far, I need to open my notes app. I think after this next job in Arizona next weekend, I will have finished 27 routines and been to 16 states.
Oh my gosh, like that's crazy.
So it's like so crazy to think about, but it's so much fun. I really loved, I think I was just about to leave for New Orleans when we were recording this last. New Orleans was so cool to see, one of like my bucket list items. I had so much fun in Nashville. I got to spend some time. And that's the thing is, I've had a lot of friends who live in the cities or in the cities around where I'm choreographing. So if I have I usually have the night off. And so if I have a free night, like I'll go explore. Or I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to Uber to a restaurant. And I met these incredible people. They were like 20 years older than me, but they invited me out to like dinner with them for her birthday. And I'm friends with them on social media. And she like was offering me a job. I was like, thank you. But I was like, I don't want to live in Wisconsin, but nothing against Wisconsin. Love it. But it's just so cool. And I've been able to meet so many amazing people. I would say New Orleans was probably like my favorite place. New York was really cool.
Okay.
It's hard to like pick a routine that's my favorite because I love them all for different reasons. And honestly, I loved my time in Florida. I had so much fun with that group, and literally like I text with them all the time. But I forgot what I was going to say. Something about traveling. And it's hard to pick a favorite routine just because each team that I work with, their like skill levels is very different.
Yes.
They're all like, just because of my rate that I charge for choreo, I get a lot of like teams who this is their first year competing,
mm-hmm.
or they're competing and they just need choreo to take them to that next level. And so I'm able to like provide that for them, which is really cool. But like my teams are different levels too. So it's like some things like I'm adding harder tricks and harder skills into one routine, where another I'm adding more visuals and like creative ideas and stuff like that. So it's cool to like stretch those abilities as well.
Have any of them competed yet?
Yeah, so a lot. My Colorado team has been competing. My Wisconsin team has been competing. A few others. I try to check in with them every month. But a lot of my teams have their big, I have like four worlds teams. So they won't compete till like March or April.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my teams compete in like February, March, and April, but
that's exciting.
Yeah, so it's been fun.
Anything else has been going on?
Not much, just kind of traveling. I feel like right now I'm happy in Vegas, and that's where I'm meant to be for the time. I'm a big believer in like everything happens for a reason, and I feel like if I'm meant to move somewhere or an opportunity presents itself, like that will happen. And the best thing is I have no ties anywhere, so yeah. I can just up and move wherever I want, which is cool. I've thought about like a few different places and go back and forth. But for right now, Vegas is home. It's where I'm meant to be for the moment. And in 6 months, that might not be the case. But yeah, I love getting to travel, and I love getting to continue dancing, and I would love to keep continuing to dance, and yeah, so we'll see. But that's kind of the plan right now. That's what I've been up to. But
love it.
What about you? You graduate in what?
Less than 2 weeks.
That's crazy. I was going to say like 15 days.
12.
12. Yeah, 12 days.
We're recording this on December 5th. My graduation is the 17th, but I will not be attending my graduation, which I'm not sad about. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I keep getting, like, so many people keep feeling like remorseful for me.
Really?
That I'm not going. And I'm like, ooh, like,
you're like, it's
how
really
do I make
okay.
it sound like empathetic that I don't care that I'm missing it? You know what I mean?
Marie freaked out. She's like, Jenna's not going to her graduation. I'm like, yeah. No.
No. And I'm like, I'm fine, like, about
and it's
it.
It's okay. I'm like, yeah. Mom, I think, like, she's totally cool with it.
No, I'm totally good with it. Yeah. I mean, like, granted, I'm graduating in December where the ceremony's a lot smaller and it's not on the blue. It's in Extra Mile Arena. Yeah. And I don't necessarily have anybody that I'm like graduating with or anything like that, you know? The reason that I am missing it is because we are going to be playing in the Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas, our football team. It was just announced yesterday afternoon. So I'm so excited. It's going to be my first bowl game that I'm cheering.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the bowl game, the last bowl game the last bowl game we went to was the Vegas Bowl freshman year. So I didn't cheer, but I went to the game.
Yes,
and, like, I went as a fan and all that. And it was, like, such a fun experience just being able to, like, go experience such a big bowl game.
Yeah.
And we haven't had, and we haven't had a bowl game since. And so I'm so excited to be cheering at that, and it'll be such a great way to just, like, wrap up my career as a dancer. I mean, this has been, like, a bucket list goal of mine, like you had said.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it'll be nice to wrap it up with, like, doing something for the first time.
Yeah.
So I had my last game on the blue a couple days ago, and that was really sad.
Crazy.
I did not shed a tear. Not really sure why. I was so close to it so many times, but I didn't cry, but I literally thought I was going to. And I was just so emotional all day.
Yeah.
Like, cheering on the blue is such an incredible experience that not a lot of people ever get to experience.
Yeah.
Like
it's so, yeah.
Like,
it's indescribable.
Exactly. It's indescribable. Like, I can't even tell you what it's like.
Yeah.
Like, it's something, like, you've never experienced before. And, like, I mean, we're so lucky that we even get to, like, stand on the blue.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't even get to stand on it.
I know.
And, like, we cheer game after game after game on that field. Mm-hmm. And so, like, wrapping up my experience, like, cheering for the last time was really crazy.
Yeah.
It was so emotional. It was crazy, but
I know. I remember, like, I cried, but you're also in a different position because the other seniors in your class don't graduate until May, so they have comp they have the rest of basketball and then comp season. So it's like, I told you this at the game, but because I was able to go to the championship, and so I told Jenna, like, you're the only one in your position that, like, understands what you're going through, so it's just different.
Yeah, and, like, so Spirit Squad celebrates two senior nights. They celebrate a senior night during basketball season, and they celebrate a senior night during football season.
Thank gosh.
Exactly.
I think we deserve it.
Exactly.
Opinion, but, yeah.
But so a lot of people, like you said, there's 12 graduating seniors this season, and I'm the only one graduating in December. So everybody else still has a whole competition season ahead of them. They still have a whole basketball season ahead of them. And, like, senior night for football, or senior morning, it was a 10 a.m. kickoff.
I know.
So our call time was 6 a.m.
That was crazy.
But either way, that was really, like, the wrap-up of everything for me.
Yeah.
And, like, this weekend, like you said, too, like, yes, it was emotional. Like, no matter what, when you're a senior, like, that is your last game on the blue, and there's nothing like cheering on the blue, so it was definitely emotional. But it also, like, it really hit me for the first time this week.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like before I was always thinking, I was always in the mindset of, like, oh, December's so far, I have so much time, I have so much to do until then, like, all this kind of stuff. And so for the first time, it all hit me was this week, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I counted how many practices I had left, and I was like, Oh my
You're
God.
Like, not that many. No. I remember my last 6 a.m. Yeah. It was the best day ever.
Yeah. And
but
so
it's crazy. It's like bittersweet for sure.
100%. And it's like, it's super exciting because this is definitely the end of a chapter, but
yeah,
it's an end of a chapter, but like, you don't know what the next chapter looks like.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we're all flipping the page together.
Yes.
And like, whatever's on that page, no idea.
Jenna and I are like in the same book. Yeah. On the same page at the moment. And yeah, just like, but honestly, yeah. So how would you kind of like describe, like, to wrap up your dance career at Boise State? How would you kind of like describe it overall, if you could?
I'm going to describe just my senior year in general.
Yeah.
With the word unpredictable.
Yes. So, very.
Yeah. Senior year, it's really a senior semester.
Yeah.
I've been a senior for 6 months.
Yeah.
But it's been unpredictable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been really crazy. I guess we can address the elephant in the room. My boyfriend entered the transfer portal mid-football season, which I still think is the best decision he's ever made in his life.
Yeah.
And I am so proud of the decision that he made, and I think it was such a good decision for himself, and I'm so excited to see where he ends up going next and what ends up happening, and I, like, cannot wait for that next journey for him.
Yeah.
But it definitely, like, was very unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it came, like, kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I mean, for everyone, like,
for everyone for everyone else, it came out of nowhere, which was, like, kind of hard because while everything pretty much, like, revolving around his life was different, that was kind of the weird thing, is that my life stayed the exact same.
Yeah.
And so it's like, while we're in my bedroom packing him all up and like getting all of his lives into moving boxes, I like still have homework because I'm still a student and my homework's due that night. Or like I'm in the middle of helping him pack up and then I have to run to practice really quick. And so that was like kind of definitely the weird thing, is like my life stayed the same,
mm-hmm.
which kind of made it hard and like weird, and I mean it's been like 2.5 months now, so it's been a lot, but my life has been unpredictable.
Yes, I love that.
So that would be the word I would use.
I think that word describes what's been happening like perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about this earlier before we came to the studio, and it's like life right now for everyone is so unpredictable. Like, I saw a TikTok of a girl that was in my sorority, and she literally just got laid off. And, like, she wasn't expecting that at all. And it's, like, kind of just, like, everyone who's graduating college right now, especially in today's, like, age and especially with our, like, economy and everything, it's, like, everything is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think with our futures, I mean, we can kind of talk about, like, yours a little bit. I feel like mine for right now is I plan on staying in Vegas until something presents itself, or like I apply for a job and I receive something that where I can move out. But I love like dance choreography, and it's something that I've become good at and something that I love to do. And it's like, why wouldn't I try to continue that more? It's been such a blessing in my life. So I'm like, why wouldn't I receive? I feel like for so long I was just like pushing it aside because I wanted a big girl job. I wanted to move out of Vegas. I wanted to have my own apartment and like live in a new city. And it's like, I have this incredible blessing. And it was like, I kept getting emails and emails about different job opportunities for like choreography. And I was like, I wasn't receiving that or accepting that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally had to, like, my mom kind of sat me down and she was like, Lexi, when I tell people what you're doing, they're like, it's like incredible what you're able to do. And the fact that you're able to make money and do something that you love and like travel, like all expenses paid for, which is amazing. And I'm so incredibly blessed that I get to do that, and so thankful for my boss and the agency that I work for. But for a while, I was, like, not receiving that blessing, and I've realized, like, why wouldn't I take this and run?
Yes.
Just, like, if an opportunity would present itself, I'm going to take it and run just because it's there. And, like, I have the means and I have the ability to do that because, thankfully, like, I don't have anything that's tying me down or keeping me from doing anything. So, I mean, if an opportunity would present itself in Europe, I'm gone. Like, I need to get my passport, but visit. Like, see ya, I'm going to Greece or whatever. So yeah. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of things that I want to do, and I want to keep traveling and keep dancing. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, but it's yeah. definitely weird because, like you said, we're both in the same position of, like,
yeah,
we don't know what's to come.
Yes.
And it's hard to always say that it's exciting.
Yeah.
Because
it's not.
I'm very scared a lot of the time. Yeah. But it really is exciting.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I keep having to remind myself, like, we are so young.
We are. We yeah.
have so much life ahead of us. Yes. We don't always have to have everything figured out. Yeah. We do not always have to go into our career path immediately.
Yes. 100%.
I'm learning a lot of these lessons.
Yes. No, honestly, I'm going to shout out Joe Nickel for a second. We both know Joe. But Joe Nickel, he used to be one of the like head SID media relations person at Boise State. He now works for Boise State Athletics within like a different area. But Joe has been an amazing person in our lives and just so helpful when it, mm-hmm. especially when it came to sports and
yeah.
very, very supportive of this podcast and like helping us get athlete interviews and stuff like that. But I remember I had a meeting with Joe and he sat me down and I think my biggest fear was like, I'm going to choose something or take a job and it's going to be the worst decision and my life is going to be ruined because of one decision I made. And he yeah. was like, Lexi, you are so young that he's like, you can go do whatever. And he's like, and your career is not going to be off track. Your life plan is not going to be off track. He's like, whatever job you take, that's what's meant to be kind of in that moment. And he was like, so don't stress out that like one decision is going to make or break the rest of your life or the rest of your career. He's like when it comes to a job opportunity or just like a decision to move somewhere, he's like, just because you move somewhere doesn't mean you're going to live there forever or it's a bad decision. And so I feel like that advice has really stuck with me of like, okay, like I can take a year or 6 months or however long to do what I love, might as well. Not everyone gets to do what they love every single day. And so, yeah, that was some of the best advice. So shout out Joe.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Of like, it feels like when everybody else graduates college, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
They have a job lined up. Mm-hmm. They know what they're going to be going into. Like, they know all this kind of stuff. And I feel like nobody talks about not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like, shoot, I feel like the last like 6 months I've been like a public speaker about normalizing like not knowing what your life is going to look like after college.
Yeah. And I will say I've found that to be with a lot of athletes
mm-hmm.
because, and I'm talking to a lot of athletes, it's like our sport is our identity for so long.
Yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden when that isn't a thing anymore, it's a whole like new, like you're discovering who you are without that. And it's like, thankfully I still have dance in my life, but like I'm not a dancer at the moment. Like I'm not dancing mm-hmm. for a team. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to discover who you are outside of that. And it's really, really hard. Not saying that other people don't go through that, like people who aren't athletes in college. Everyone goes through identity crisis and like stuff with that and figuring out who you are in your like early 20s mm-hmm. and late 20s too. But I found with a lot of athletes, like it's hard because, and especially we barely have time for internships or jobs.
Yes.
And so it's like our peers might be having these amazing internships and like I'm always so, so happy for them, mm-hmm. but it's just different. And not to like compare, but just with our experience and other athletes I've talked to, like I feel like it's more normal for us to have no clue what we're doing after we graduate.
Yeah.
And that's not all athletes. I'm just saying for the ones that I've known and like us too.
Well, and even thinking, like you saying that, like even thinking about not only like career-wise, but just like lifestyle-wise.
Yeah.
Like we have such a demanding schedule.
Yeah.
As like being on a college dance team is extremely demanding.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule-wise with like practice, games, appearances, you know, all these kinds of things. And so I was literally thinking about this the other day. I was like, I need to learn how to work out. Like, I don't know.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I don't know how to work out because I dance. And mm-hmm. thankfully, dance is very physically, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say that. But, yeah, either way. But I was like, I literally need to figure out, like, what do I like? What do I not like in terms of, like, working out? I need to teach myself because in 2 weeks, I'm not going to have dance practice anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to, like, go to the gym.
I had to buy
and, like,
a gym membership. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, but that's a good point you bring up because it's like athletes are so accustomed to the lifestyle that they're living.
Yeah.
And are so, like, their sport is really all that they know. Mm-hmm. And so it's like in terms of a career afterwards, you don't necessarily always have, like, the right mindset, or we don't have time for internships, like you said.
Yeah.
Like summer internships, I wish I could have done one, but it's literally not possible.
No,
I feel like.
It's not. And also, like, I mean, not really in our case, but other athletes, like, they depend on going pro after they graduate.
Right.
And it's like an injury could happen, and that's no longer the case. So it's like they have to go through this whole thing of, like, figuring out, okay, well, their whole life they thought they were just going to go pro, or that's what they really wanted and really worked for, and that's no longer the case, and they kind of have to, like, figure, have a plan B and a backup. And so I think it's completely normal, not only for athletes, but, like, other college students as well, to kind of be, there's honestly, like, talking and telling people that I just graduated and them kind of asking what I'm doing, it's, and I'm sure you've experienced this or will experience this, like, there's a lot more people in the same boat as us than we seem. Like, people are posting on social media or LinkedIn, like, I just started a new job here, and I'm moving to this city, and I'm working for this sports team or whatever, and where there's a lot of people who are still kind of figuring it out like we are, and that's okay. I've learned it's okay, and I think I've finally accepted that, like, it's okay.
Yeah. I need to get to the acceptance process because right now I'm learning
it. It took me 6 months, so you're good. You have 6 months to figure it out.
Yeah. It's a lot. Like, it's, I feel like it's not talked about enough.
It's not, yeah.
And I think that's why it makes it a little bit scarier.
Yeah.
At least now I know where I'm going right after I graduate.
Yeah.
But that's all I've got for you. So as of right now, so
yeah, tell us
after
about that.
The bowl game on the 17th, we don't know the logistics yet. I'm getting on a phone call with my parents today to figure that out.
Good.
But I am going to go back to Georgia for the holidays. And then after the new year, kind of go from there and figure things out. But at least now I have a plan for the end of this month.
Yes. That's good.
That's huge.
Yeah. No, I remember sitting, my mom and I were in Santa Barbara, and I was sitting on the beach, and I was like, Mom, I was like, I think I'm going to stay in Vegas through the fall. And then maybe in December or January, like, I'll move out. And now it's December, and I'm like, maybe, I'm like, give me another 6 months and I'll get back to you. But
yeah,
so at least you know what you're doing now. Georgia will be fun and it'll be good to be home and then just take it one step at a time.
Well, and that is the nice thing too, is that I feel like that is one thing that has become more normalized is living at home after college.
Yes, agreed.
So I'm like, I'm very happy about that. And I know that, like, I know that that's, like, totally fine and, like, that's something that I've definitely, like, accepted and everything. And I'm like, living at home is not something to be embarrassed about.
Yes, no, not
it's
at all.
It's very financially appealing.
Literally all my friends are doing it. And if they're not, they're like, I hate having to pay expensive rent every month. I wish I could move in back home.
No, literally. I have no idea. But, yeah, it's a lot. So, we'll see.
Yeah. But that's okay. Like, that's the thing is you have time to figure it out, and you have, that's why I'm so grateful to my parents, and they've always said, they're like, you have a soft place to land.
A soft place.
A soft place to land. Like, I can fly out of the nest, but, like, I have a soft landing in case, like, I always have home to come to. And that's why they wanted to keep our childhood home even after I graduated, and even though my younger two siblings are in college, like, my brother has already expressed after he graduates he wants to move back home and save money, and, like, I've been able to, all my choreography money I've either spent on, like, a few fun things or, like, fun travel. But besides that, it's all gone to savings. And I was like, this is amazing that I have the opportunity to do this. Otherwise, I would be going to rent and utilities and my car payment and my phone bill every single month. And so the fact that I don't have to worry about any of that right now is nice. I get to be a kid for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Comparing yourself from a year ago to right now, how have you changed?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think, I mean, I've always been, I feel like my junior year, I became very, like, career driven, and I was super involved with the Arbiter. I like loved all of that stuff. And I still do, but I think I started to just learn a little bit more and kind of figure out like, oh, like journalism isn't like, I don't have to go be a journalist. Like there's different routes I can take that still help, that still like involve what I've studied at Boise State and what I got my degree in. I would say the biggest thing, I've become a lot more just aware, and I feel like a lot more mature. I still have like immature moments and like am my crazy like fun self, but I don't think I'm ever, I hope I like never lose that. But I think with certain things, I don't know, I've learned a lot more about life, or as much as you can as a 22-year-old. And like I said, I think I've just become a lot more aware of what other people my age are going through and kind of doing at the moment. And yeah, I guess just like, I think I'm someone who has always been really hard on myself. And I think I've allowed myself to say like, it's okay that I don't have it all figured out right now. Because I remember I was stressing. I was literally at home winter break last year. Yeah. And I was crying because everyone was asking me, what's your plan? What's your plan? Ugh. And my plan at the moment, I was going to move to Texas and like get a random job somewhere. And then it's like the Choreo opportunity presented itself in January. And I was like, why wouldn't I take this? Like, it's literally there for me to take. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
But I think just not being so hard on myself and putting so much pressure on myself, like, it's okay to make mistakes. And I feel like I've always expected, like, perfection out of myself. Mm-hmm. And I think I've finally come to the point where I was, like, I would sit there and dwell on things that I messed up on or things that, like, jobs that I didn't get. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? And it's like, no, it's a part of life. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So I think I've become a lot more aware in that sense and, like, become less, I'm still hard on myself in the fact that like I want to work hard and I want to reach the goals that I have, but being okay with like, you know what, it's okay to like chill out for a little bit. So
wait, do you know what I was just thinking about while you were talking?
What?
You never told anybody about how being in the stands was at a football game.
Oh my gosh.
Because the last time we had done this, we were like, she's coming up for a couple games. Can we talk about it?
Yes. So the first game, it was really hard. And it still is hard. I think I've gotten a lot better at it because I've been able to go to 3 football games this year. Mm-hmm. But I think being able to cheer on the blue, like we said, it's just an indescribable experience. And so the first game, I struggled a lot. And it was hard being at the game because I've only experienced a Boise State football game at home on the blue. So the fact that this was my first football game ever being in the stands, like on the blue. I've been to a few away games where I've been in the stands, but on the blue, it was so, so hard. And I think I had, like, a lot of friends on the football team, too, that I was, like, cheering on and watching them play. But I was, like, usually I'm used to watching, being on the same field as them. And so the first game was really, really hard. And I don't think I cried, but I think I was just in a really upset mindset. And I think I came back to Boise with the mindset of, like, oh, well, I have to prove to everyone that, like, I'm doing an amazing job with my life and I have my great choreo thing going. And, like, that's just not the case. Like, of course, people care about what I'm doing, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone other than, like, myself. Mm-hmm. And so it was really hard the first game. But I would say the second game and the third game, like, it's so much fun. And my sister, I think I said this, but, like, my sister's a freshman at Boise, and her and I have gotten so much closer ever since she got here. Just because, I mean, she told my grandma that, my grandma told me this, she didn't tell me this, but she told my grandma that ever since she started college, she understands, like, the things that I've kind of gone through. Okay. And so I feel like my sister's matured a lot. Like, she would make fun of me for certain things that I would do, and it's just, like, a college thing and like growing up and not make fun of me, but like Yeah, kind of yeah, make fun of me.
For sure.
She's my little sister.
And
like,
you guys
she's
are 4 years apart,
make,
too.
Yeah.
So it's like when you're a freshman in college, she had just gotten out of middle school.
Yes.
You know, so like when you really put it into perspective that way, it makes sense.
Yeah. And so I think she's done a lot of like maturing, and her and I have gotten so, so close. And the fact that I was able to like sit with her at games and just have so much fun and be able to, she's been loving Boise State and having the time of her life. And so being able to experience that with her, and I've gotten a lot closer with we were always close, my freshman year roommate Maggie. But I was able to go all to the game, to all the games with her, and she was obviously in the stands for all 4 years. So it's like I got to experience game days with her, and my parents were there as well. My mom cried the first game just because she missed being able to watch me. I think my dad like missed it too, but it was different, and it was like really hard at first, but it's fun. Like it's really fun to be in the stands. And honestly, I was telling my friends this on game day. I was like, I'm a total game day girl. Like in like for live sports, watching sports on TV is really hard for me because like I can't sit still for so long and like actually pay attention. But when I'm in person, like there's so much going on and there's so much to like see and people to interact with, that it's just like so much fun. And so I love being a game day girl. Good. And it's a good time. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I was able to do it. And we had some alumni come back, like Caitlin Emerson and obviously Steph and Meg, and so we were all able to experience the games together too. But yeah,
and
it was different, but
yeah, definitely
it was fun.
Well, and so Lexi came back. She wasn't planning on obviously coming up for a third game this season, but
no.
We played in the Mountain West Championship on Saturday, so that was what I was talking about as my last game on the blue.
Yeah.
We played in the Mountain West Championship, and it worked out that we also have a basketball game tomorrow.
Yeah.
So then Lexi also gets to go to a basketball game.
I wanted to see a basketball game because I think I said this, but I have season tickets for men's football and just football, and then men's basketball. And so I was like, there's all these basketball tickets just sitting there not being used. So I was like, I want to come to a game. And I keep telling people, I was like, this is my last time in Boise for a while. And they're like, Lexi, you're literally going to be back in like 2 months. And I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I do have an excuse. Every time I come back, they're like, people are like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, I do have a sister that goes here. And like, I do actually like her. So like, I'm like, I like to come visit her. But I was like, I also just love Boise. And but I do think this will be my last time here in a while, which is kind of bittersweet because I left Boise thinking that I might be back for a job opportunity. So I never really got the opportunity to kind of close that chapter and say goodbye. So I feel like this is kind of like my final farewell for at least a few months, at least for a while. So
I'm glad
it's kind of good. Yeah, it's kind of good to have that and everything. So
yeah, I mean, that's kind of like something that I keep saying when people are like, oh, are you sad to be graduating? And I'm like, my line that I keep telling people is, I'm done with college, but I'm not done with Boise.
Yeah.
And that's the really hard part. It's like we chose to go to school. Like, obviously, we're both out of state. And so we chose to go to school in a city that is just so special. And so, like, I'm done being a student. Like, I do not ever want to have to do homework assignment
again. I don't miss homework.
I don't want to do the whole, like, college kind of like social scene. Like, I'm out, you know what I mean? Like, in that sense, that's where I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm done in that sense. But it's hard, like, leaving Boise. Like, I know I'm gonna be unwell.
I know. I'm like, thank God we're going to Hyde today, because I was like, this will be my last Hyde in a while. I'm like, I already went to Tin Roof, went to Paddles Up. I'm like, I hate all the food places, all the fun places that I like to go to. And it's hard. But kind of going off the question you asked me, what's one thing you would tell yourself like a year ago? Like, you a year ago, what's one thing that you would tell yourself? You're like, prepare, buckle up.
No, literally, cross your fingers, because
you're like, something's coming.
Well, okay. I feel like I wouldn't necessarily tell myself this a year ago, but like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I feel like I did, which I'm so happy that I did tell myself this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm so happy that I like actually stuck to it. And it's like the simple thing of like, embrace every single experience.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I feel like every experience that I've had over the last, like, I wouldn't even say 4 years, because my freshman year, I didn't realize I didn't like it until I was out of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wow. Like, I did not like my freshman year.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And so, I would say, like, sophomore, junior, senior year were, like, mm-hmm. people say, like, the best years of your life. Like, truly. Like, oh, these yeah. these past, yeah. like, few years have seriously been, like, the best years of my life.
Yeah.
And, like, not because, like, I am far, far from being the party girl. And, like, I'm not even saying that as, like, oh, the college experience. Like, not even that, but more so just, like, the experiences that I've gotten.
Yeah.
And I have truly embraced every opportunity that I've been given.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that I did, because I know, looking back, like, I can remember every single, like, experience so vividly, because I have, like, made sure that I've been so present in yes. everything.
Yeah.
And so that is something that, like, I would still tell myself that a year ago. I would have told myself that 2 years ago. And I did tell myself that 3 years ago, is, like, mm-hmm. embrace every single opportunity, because it's going to go by fast.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that I, like, truly did, like, put myself, like, headfirst into everything.
Yeah. I think that's one thing. My mom kind of brought this up. I mean, she brings it up all the time. But something that I feel like we've both experienced is we're both leaving college with, like, zero regrets.
100%.
Like, everything we could be involved in, mm-hmm. we were. Like, yeah. we were both in a sorority. I know you were in it for some time. Like, we both did, like, the Arbiter. I worked yeah. for it. You were, like, a staff writer. Yeah. We did. You were heavily involved with UTP and, like, mm-hmm. like the broadcast stuff. And I did yeah. that for 2 semesters. And so, and obviously, like, dance team and just, and this podcast, like, just yeah. all that we were able to do over these past few years, like, I feel like I left college with, like, zero regrets.
100%.
And I feel like, I mean, not speaking for you, but I feel like you can walk away saying the same of, like,
yeah,
at least we did everything that we could.
No, you know? Seriously. And it's like, I know for a fact that I will always look back being like, wow, like,
yeah.
I was presented with some opportunities that I will probably never, ever get again.
Yes.
You know
yeah,
what I mean? 100%. And it's like, it's so cool. Like, something that always comes up, like, whenever anybody always asks me, like, oh, like, what was your favorite part about being on the dance team? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cheering at the BYU game last year is, like, yeah. like, you know the movie Inside Out? Like, a core memory? That is it. Like,
yeah.
My
yeah, yeah.
one of my core memories, and I think you only have, like, 5 in your life or something like that, right? You have a ton of memories, but you also have core memories, yes, and that's a yeah. core memory.
Yeah.
Is, like, and, like, how cool is it that, like, I had lived that moment so presently that, like, mm-hmm. I remember every single minute of it,
yeah.
and it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, how cool, like, that we will always be able to get that.
Yeah.
But that would definitely 100%. Be the advice that I would, like, have told myself, and so, and I'm glad that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to tell myself something to prepare for my senior year, I would say embrace every opportunity, but I don't know. I mean, my senior year definitely finished different than I would have ever expected it.
Yeah.
I never expected my senior day to be by myself. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I never expected to be cheering a football game mm-hmm. without my boyfriend on the field. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, stuff like yeah. that, you know, just, like, little things that you're like, oh, wow, like, that's definitely different.
Yeah.
But still, I think that, like, despite everything that had happened and all of that kind of stuff, I am really happy that I still, like, I poured everything that I could into it. And, like, mm-hmm. everyone kind of said, like, do it for you.
Yeah.
And I really did. Like, I finished out my, like, senior year, like, doing everything for me.
Yeah.
And so it's been really cool. And so I'm happy with it.
Yeah. Good. You should be. You should be. We both had really, really good experiences, too, throughout college. And, mm-hmm. yeah. It's just been so much fun. I have a question. What, that maybe both of us can answer, but.
Okay.
What's something that you feel like this podcast has taught you or, like, given you? Like, being able to, like, do this.
Okay. I have it.
Okay.
Here's what it is for me.
Okay.
And we kind of already touched on it, but I realized the importance of it
mm-hmm.
is continue to cater to your connections.
Yeah.
So, like, because it would have been so easy for us to be like, hey, would love to interview you. Can you come in? We sit down, we do a 1-hour interview, and then we leave, and I never speak to that person again.
Yeah.
And, like, granted, these people don't have to be someone who I talk to daily or monthly.
Yes, but
catering and, like, really continuing to, like, I don't know, like, cater to those connections is so important, because those end up just becoming, like, connections in your daily life.
Yes.
Eventually.
For sure.
You know? So it's, like, people who I had never spoken to prior to an interview, now, like, I can see on campus and, like, confidently smile and wave at them and, like, say hi. You know? And, like, so I think that's something that I will definitely take into my future is, like, if I get the opportunity to meet someone, like, continue to, like, work on developing that relationship.
Yeah.
And you never have to be best friends. You don't even have to be friends. Yes. But having that relationship and always, like, catering to that connection is definitely something.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing it taught me was that everyone has, like, such a special story that's important to them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we really gave everyone we interviewed, like, an opportunity to share a piece of themselves, like, with us. Mm-hmm. And that was so cool to experience, to just learn about, like, where people come from and, like, their stories and their background and their goals for life and what they're passionate about. And the fact that all the people we interviewed were so open to that and so open to willing to answer our questions about their lives. I think that's the best thing. We can sit here and talk, like, stats all day if we wanted to, but it's like, I feel like we really dove into each individual person's stories and their life. And it's really cool because as, like, a journalism major and working for the Arbiter, I sat in interviews, and no disrespect to any journalist out there, I think everyone does the best that they can. But I would notice that some reporters would just ask questions in a way of, like, they weren't even acting as if these athletes and coaches were humans.
Yes.
And it's really frustrating to see, or I'll watch an interview and I'm like, why did you ask that question? And listen, I've asked, like, some really, like, funny, weird questions before. Like, I haven't prepared the best questions before in interviews, but I've always catered to the fact that every single one of these athletes and coaches or people you interview are all humans, and they all have struggles. They all have things that they go to. And I will never forget, I interviewed Avery Williams after the team lost the Mountain West Championship in, what year was that, 2020? Yeah, in 2020, and everyone was asking him questions like, what's next for you, Avery, blah, blah, blah. I think someone asked Hank, how disappointed are you? And he goes, pretty disappointed. Like, that was his answer. And I was like, what? Well, like, why are you guys asking these questions? And I asked Avery, I go, Avery, like, truthfully, what's the biggest thing you guys are just going to take away from this? And he responded, he was like, honestly, Lexi, like, that's a great question, and then went on to answer it. And so it's just like, the way of approaching not only people in day-to-day life, but the way you approach interviews as, like, a future reporter or whatever we end up doing in hopefully sports and stuff, that everyone we interview is a human being who has a story, who's going through hard times. Yeah. And yeah, I think that's just given me a lot of insight of, like, treat people the way, not this is cheesy, but the way you want to be treated. Like, if I were to sit there on that stand having to answer all these questions, what are questions that are going to make me upset, or what are questions that I'm going to be happy to answer?
Yeah.
And I try to, like, base it off that. So I feel like that was kind of a long answer, but I think it was really cool to just understand people better and get their
stories.
I'm so
glad you bring that up, because I feel like when people, that's my, like, why in terms of, like, my career.
Yes.
Like, like, when people ask, like, oh, like, what do you want to do? You know, I tell them whatever I want to do. And my why is exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
It's like, my why is humanizing athletes.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you were kind of talking about, it's like, these people are treated as if they do not have a regular life. And, like, that was something that I've always tried to, like, really hone in on. And, like, even when I did write for the Arbiter, or, like, when I would, like, do post-game interviews, or I would just, like, do anything in terms of, like, athletes, like, that was something that you always want to dig into, like, okay, cool, so, like, what's, like, your pregame ritual? Like, you know what I mean? Instead of being like, so, like, you threw this pick today. Like, how did you, you know what I mean? Like,
how did you feel after that? Yeah. It's, like, obviously bad.
Yeah,
like,
obviously I don't want to throw an interception.
Like,
thank you.
There's a clear answer there.
Yeah. But, like you said, it's, like, the humanizing an athlete when most people forget that they are humans.
Yes.
And they go home and they live a normal life.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that you bring that up, because that's something that like is so important to me as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think that this podcast has definitely been able to share stories of people you probably wouldn't hear their stories on a normal basis.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
It is really cool that we've had that opportunity.
Yeah. And I think we were able to get a lot of Boise State athletes too that mm-hmm. aren't, I feel like there's a lot of athletes at Boise State that aren't highlighted as mm-hmm. much sometimes, just because like football and basketball are the big things. And so it was really cool to have those experiences as well and just get to know people better. But also like they would always talk about their team too and their team mm-hmm. dynamic. And mm-hmm. so it was cool to have those insights and that information and be able to like become a new fan of like a different program that I was obviously a fan of before, but just like, like women's soccer's so flipping cool and like women's volleyball is like amazing. Like I saw them all in the airport. I was on I was going on a choreo trip and I'm in the airport and I see Allie and then I see like Annie and Lauren and all these people that I know and I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And I like give them a hug and it's just it's cool to see. And that's the thing, if I'm sure I would have been like, "Hey, like what's up?" But if we just cuz I knew Allie before we interviewed her, but I got to know her more, and so it was like I felt so comfortable just walking up, giving her a hug, and asking how she was doing. And so that's really cool, too. And like you said, like seeing them on campus, you know a little piece of them that not everyone on that campus knows, that it's cool. It's cool to see.
I also like
– and be a part of.
I want to also just like applaud us for like – I don't know. I feel like this is such a crazy concept.
Yeah.
Of like – starting a podcast.
Yeah, it
and
so, is.
And like you said, like when you say it, or honestly, it's even crazier when I don't even bring it up and somebody's like, "Oh, but you have a sports podcast, don't you?" And I'm like,
"Yes.
Oh my God, yeah, like I do."
When people bring it up, I'm like, "Oh, so you know." I'm like,
and
"That's
so
cool."
It's I'm really like proud of us for even like taking the initiative to even start it.
Yeah.
And it's like, granted, it's been almost a year. I think our first one went out in February 2021.
Yeah.
And so it's almost been a year, but we're 17 episodes
in. No, it's been
in.
Almost 2.
Oh, we did it in 2020?
Remember we celebrated? No, it's been, we started in February 2020.
Yeah, no, it's
remember
definitely been.
Remember we had a one-year celebration?
Oh my God. My brain's
okay.
Clearly not here right now.
You're okay.
But that's fine. I'm like, oh, we've done 10 episodes. No, yes, you're right. So February would be 2 years. So we've been doing this for almost 2 years. And like, how exciting and like how cool that we've had the opportunity to do this. You know?
And shout out to like Speak Studios because they just made the process so much easier. Otherwise, we would have to be editing all of our episodes and trying to publish them. So shout out to that, too. But honestly, it's been, shout out to us for just like taking this idea and running with it and actually
sprinting with it.
Because, you know, when you have meetings with people, like when we grabbed coffee and we were like talking about it, I went home and I think we both went home and we were like, no, like we're actually going to do this. And I started texting people who had podcasts and I was like, what's the best way to start? And you had reached out to Ryan who like got us started. And
I made our first cover like art that night.
I remember.
It was heinous, but I did make it that night.
We were like Pinteresting like ideas for our cover art, and so I feel like we've grown a lot. And that's the thing, is like we could both start our own podcast in the future because we have experience now, and or we could start one together when we're like married and have kids. Who knows?
It might still be called Hold the Mic though.
We'll still call it
Hold the Mic. I'm way too proud of this name to give it up.
Can we trademark that?
I know. I'm way too proud of this name to ever give it up.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But
our Instagram will still be active.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say too, is if you're obsessed with us and say you want to like still want to see what we're doing like over these next couple months, just follow us on like our normal Instagrams. I feel like we're usually pretty good about updating. I mean, if you want to see what we're actually doing in our lives, the Hold the Mic Instagram is probably going to go extinct, but it'll still be active. Like, it'll still be open, and you'll still hopefully be able to listen to all of the episodes and everything.
Yeah, we just won't post on
it. We're not going to post on it, but thank you for everyone who has listened.
Yeah. Seriously, like, the amount of support, not only when we started, I feel like we got a big wave of support when we first started, but honestly, like, it's trickled all the way through to now, and just, like, overwhelming with the amount of support that people like have for us. And so like thank you to everyone who listens. Obviously our parents listen to every episode. Shout out to our parents, they love us. But it's like for everyone that like listens or follows us or just kind of like follows along and supports us, like seriously, thank you. We could not have done it without everyone involved in the support. I think that was the biggest thing, was just like the support behind our idea and us doing this, and the love that we received was like,
and the
so
experience
cool.
we gained.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Proud of us. Well,
I'm proud of us too.
Our final one. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thank you to everyone. Love you forever. Hold the mic forever.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on Hold the Mic.
Be sure to follow our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts at Hold the Mic Podcast.